This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
It's now time for Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
Caregivers around the world today, it's time to lift you up. It's time to celebrate. Good afternoon and welcome to Connecting Caregivers with me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers with love, laughter, and lessons learned on the show where you can find help and hope. And with me, as always, is my best friend, my co-host, and my sidekick, not psychic, Lynn Thornley.
Good afternoon. Nice to be here.
Nice to be. It's nice and cool in here compared to outside. It's hot out there.
Yeah, and I normally don't complain, but I've had it.
Well, that's what you said when I picked you up today. It's like, it's a little bit hot. What do you think, Ed?
Ed loves it.
I'm tired of it. I want my money back.
Well, it's hard. I can't even, like, walk my dog. I wouldn't want to walk on the blacktop or anything.
Not so good
I'm
for
taking
feet.
Him in the grass. And yeah. The other day, I took him to the dog park. It was even hot at the dog park.
I noticed that when, I'll ride my scooter and different areas, it'll jump 10 degrees.
Yeah.
Where there's all pavement, you know.
Yeah.
Like if you go down Bayshore or Edgewater,
yeah,
it's okay. When you get an area where there's just pavement, it just jumps.
Yeah.
Unbelievably.
The TJ Maxx parking lot.
Well, yeah, I don't hang out there.
Well, you know where she's hanging out anyway.
Oh, where did we hang out this week?
Where did we hang out?
We went to Clean Eats.
Clean Eats. They had their grand opening in Bel Air Bluffs.
Oh, it was wonderful food.
The caregiver that I was telling you about from the support group just wanted to meet me there for lunch in 2 weeks.
Oh, it was really good.
Yeah, it's all healthy living.
I was a little nervous about that, but it was good.
There's pre-prepared meals where you can get them, but you can get like a really nice meal for $6.99, and it's all healthy. So, yeah, they have a place
opened.
In St. Pete.
Okay.
They just opened there. It's right by, by Bonefish Grill.
Okay.
So, yeah. So, that was fun.
That was really fun. Yeah. It was lovely.
It was nice going there. So, that other voice that you hear chatting with us is Kathy Hall from Integrity Health Insurance. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me today.
And we're going to talk to you more on the second half of the show. But first, we're going to give a shout-out to our newest listeners. I know the top half of the show.
That's I gave you a dirty look.
I know, I saw that. That's why she keeps me in line. We have Jake from Seminole. We have Jimbo from Syracuse. And we have Ted from Tampa.
Oh, welcome, gentlemen. That's a first.
That's a
three
first
men.
Because usually mostly they're ladies. And once in a while there's a man. So, you know, Lynn always looks at me.
You have a Jimbo from Syracuse.
Yeah.
Jimbo should be like from Alabama.
I don't know. I have a friend Jimbo from New York. And he's a Jimbo. Cygnus husband.
This doesn't sound right.
Yeah. So anyway, welcome, gentlemen. Welcome to all our listeners. If this is the first time you're with us today, I'm so glad that you've tuned in. And thank you, of course, to all our regular listeners. The good thing about this show is you can listen to it live right now where we are on AM, FM, or YouTube, or Facebook, and you can go back again and listen to it on YouTube or my website or wherever they'll take us. We will be there. So we just want to find resources for you. I don't have all the answers, but I know a lot of people. So if you call me or you email me at lindaburhans.com and you have a question or you need a resource, I can hook you up. A woman came into the support group, but we had a live support group at Arden Courts and Seminole this morning. And she came in and she's like feverishly writing, can you tell me about a home health care company? Can you tell me about an elder care attorney? Can you tell me about this? And it was fabulous because it's hard to do a search for that stuff. And I am really, really careful in who I affiliate myself with because I know you guys trust me and you can trust me. So if you need anything, just let me know. So Kathy, I'm so glad that you're here today. And I'm so glad that you are my insurance agent.
I'm happy to be.
So we met a couple of years ago when I heard about you from a friend, from Joni. And it's been a great relationship, and you've helped so many of my caregivers and friends, and I think that's so important. So nobody wants to really talk about healthcare insurance, right?
Correct.
It's like a dirty word.
Mm, it is.
But in not talking about it, you don't always get your best results.
Right. Yes.
So tell us a little bit about yourself and your agency and what you do.
So I've been selling specifically Medicare plan since 2005. I have an office in Seminole, Largo Seminole, and we do have about 50 agents on our team, all licensed in various states. And we're happy to help all seniors find the best option for their healthcare needs.
Yeah, because I think what happens is you see all the commercials on television. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you how much stuff I get in the mail. And sometimes too much stuff makes for indecision.
Correct.
So they just pick one.
That's what I did when I was turned 65. Yeah. I just was getting mail, and I said, okay, take him. And my sister came over so that I didn't do something really stupid. Yes.
But it's good because we have to have that conversation. Because people don't like, I'm sorry, insurance to begin with, whether it's car insurance, health insurance, homeowners insurance. Mm-hmm. But it really is important and crucial, I feel, that you have someone that you can talk to. It's not press this button and press that button and what's your social and what's
right, exactly.
So tell me, what is the difference between a supplement and a Medicare Advantage plan?
Oh, all right, good question. Both very good options. We'll start with the supplement. If you are on a supplement, you have three insurance cards in your wallet. You have your primary, which is your red, white, and blue Medicare ID card. You have your secondary, also known as a Medigap policy. It helps pick up the 20% and deductibles that Medicare does not cover. That's your second insurance policy, and mm-hmm. you could pick various companies. You could pick Blue Cross, United, Aetna, Humana. That's your secondary plan. And then you should have a third insurance card in your wallet for Part D, which is prescription drugs. Mm-hmm. So on the other side, you can pick a plan called Medicare Advantage. It really combines everything you need into one
plan.
Correct. One plan. And that plan happens to be a private insurance company.
Okay.
Okay. So that private insurance company becomes the primary and only. So you do not need to carry your Medicare card. You don't need a supplement. You don't need a drug plan. So it's one or the other. Those are the two options, supplement.
And each one, you still get a choice of doctors. You still, you know, and I think sometimes it's important to see what plan your doctor is on already.
Correct.
Unless you don't mind changing your primary or whatever, which is another question. But I don't think people realize until they get that prescription bill that they need that extra.
They do, yes. You should have a prescription drug plan. If you're healthy and you decide not to opt for a drug plan, later on down the road when you need drug coverage, you actually get hit with a little penalty.
Right.
Yeah.
Because you didn't use it.
But when you're on the one card system, mm-hmm. you don't pay Medicare every month.
Okay, so we'll get into the details of the cost. So yeah. if you have a supplement,
yeah.
which means you have Medicare as
a primary.
I have
Medicare and a supplement.
Yes. You're paying your Medicare Part B premium.
Right.
$164.90 for this year, 2023. On top of that, you're paying a premium on average. It starts at $175, maybe if you're going for a Plan G. The Plan G supplement will cover the 20% and the hospital deductible, but you are left with a medical deductible of $226 this year, 2023. And then you have a premium for a prescription drug plan. So you're looking at three premiums, your Medicare premium, your supplement premium, and your prescription premium. So on the other side with the Medicare Advantage plans, and I'm quoting plans based out of Pinellas County, which happens to have super rich benefits. We have,
thank you, God.
We have zero premium plans. It's HMOs, PPOs,
right.
Some of these plans.
So there is something for everyone.
There is, yep. And some of these Medicare Advantage plans do pay a portion of your Medicare Part B premium or the whole thing. So we reduce the Part B premium down for you. You do save a lot of money with the Medicare Advantage plans. But with the supplemental policies, you do have more freedom of choice.
Yeah, because I needed a bone stimulator this year. And I thought it was only $5,000. but it was covered under my plan. So I figure I'm good.
Well, it's Medicare-approved service, so if Medicare approves a service, the Medicare Advantage plans have to cover it as well.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So would it have been covered anyway?
If it's Medicare-approved, both options cover it. But
as long as it's covered.
With the Medicare Advantage plans, when I'm saying zero premium, you do have copays. You'll have copays, specialist, hospital.
Colonoscopies, I know, and mammograms.
Those are preventative. So the mammograms, the DEXA scans, those are now zero.
Oh, they're now zero?
They're preventative services. Wow. Those are the things that keep you healthy, and we want to catch them early.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the donut hole.
The donut hole. It's not the good one. You're talking about the prescription drug donut hole.
Yeah, it's not the Dunkin' Donuts.
Okay, no.
No.
All right, so the donut hole. Whenever you're on a Medicare prescription drug plan, it doesn't matter if you have the standalone prescription drug plan or you have one through your Medicare Advantage plan.
Okay.
Everyone has a feature in their drug coverage. It's the donut hole. It's the name is the coverage gap. So there are three stages in the prescription drug plan. We have the initial coverage.
Right.
We have the coverage gap. And then we have catastrophic. So every single person, doesn't matter if you're on the standalone or the Medicare Advantage, you start off with $4,660 initial coverage.
Okay.
When you go to the pharmacy, let's say you pick up lisinopril, okay, that's a very that's a very inexpensive, sometimes it's zero cost to you. So you pay maybe zero copay, but the retail cost of the drug, the total retail cost, that actually goes towards that initial coverage. So let's
not
say
what you're paying.
Correct. So let's say it retails at $10. So 10 comes off the 4,660, now you're at 4,650. You go back the next day, you pick up Eliquis. Eliquis is a very high retail cost drug. Let's say your copay is 45. Well, that's your copay, but the total cost of the drug is what gets deducted from that initial coverage, and that can retail at 600. So 600 comes off, now you're at $4,050. So every time you pick up a drug, the total retail cost comes out of that initial coverage. Once that hits zero, you've entered stage two.
And then what do you do?
So stage two is the coverage gap, also known as the donut hole. At that point, those copays, they go away. Now you pay 25% of the retail cost of the drug.
Ooh.
So you go back to pick
Jack
up.
Used to go in that a lot.
Yeah, this is now the time of year, you know, towards the end of the year. You get a lot of phone calls. What happened to my insurance? You know, donut hole, you know.
And there's nothing you can do about that.
Well, there are some things you can do. One is you talk to your doctor about alternatives, possible generics, free samples.
Yeah. Have that conversation.
Yeah, or you can go right to the manufacturers of the drug, and a lot of them will give you free medications based on hardship or income.
Exactly.
There are a lot of...
That's how you would say, AstraZeneca can help you.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
This year, I always pay $21 or something for 3 months of, it's like lisinopril. But I had to pay for my shingles shots. I didn't get those free, and it cost me a fortune. Now everything's a lot lower.
So on different plans, you have different formularies, and shingles vaccine is actually covered on some
I know,
yes.
On the Advantage by my sister was. I paid $400 each shot. It was a lot of money, but then my drugs came down because I guess I finally made my copay. Because
your deductible probably at the beginning of the year.
Mm-hmm. And that was like the first time ever I made my deductible because I don't use a lot. But we don't, those you don't get paid for, the shingles shots, right?
It's different on every plan. It's different on every plan.
So do you think that's the best plan that she's on?
Okay, it's probably best for what she needs.
Okay.
That's what
I feel. It's based on everybody's different needs.
Right.
There's, you know, she's different doctors, different meds, different lifestyle.
Yeah.
Based on what the individual needs.
Okay.
Yeah, they told me don't get rid of it. I'm grandfathered in.
You are grandfathered in. You have Plan F. Yes.
Yeah.
You are grandfathered in.
And it does cover, Well, it covered the bone stimulator machine and some. Oh, I had the eye surgery, which would have been thousands and thousands. It was all covered. So,
yeah.
I figure I can get as sick as I want.
You're not getting sick.
I'm covered.
It's enough. It's enough already.
I know it is.
No more sicknesses for you. I don't like it.
No.
I don't like it. I just want to say, if you have any questions for Kathy, you can call in at 727-441-3000. That's 727-441-3000.
I have a question.
Yes.
Isn't there only a certain time of year you can...
There is. It's actually approaching. Right around the corner is the annual election period.
Yeah.
And it runs from October 15th till December 7th. You can enroll in a plan.
Oh, you can do anything you want at that point, change plans?
Correct.
You can. And then after that, you're not allowed.
Well, there's a second enrollment period now. So if you enroll during the annual enrollment period,
right, your plan... Which is October 15th to what?
December 7th.
Okay.
Your plan starts on January 1st.
Okay.
Then we hit this other enrollment period. You get to change your plan one time within the first 3 months. One more time. And then throughout the year, there are special enrollments, and then there's also special needs plans. You could change your plan again. So you're not locked in.
Well, you're not, because I just remember everybody got nervous. You got to do it before... But if you're just turned, you have to wait till you're 65 for a lot of these.
Correct. Yep.
So if your birthday's not in one of those gaps, you can still get insurance?
Well, when you're first turning 65, it doesn't matter what month it is. You can start shopping around 3 months prior to your 65th birthday.
Okay.
Or if you're getting Medicare through a disability.
Yeah.
You don't have to wait for the annual enrollment or the open enrollment.
Oh, okay.
You have your special.
All right.
Turning 65 enrollment.
All right, so someone right now is 64. How do they go about shopping around?
Well, you can...
They can contact you.
Call Kathy.
Hey, you can call me.
Yes, obviously.
You can call a local agent. I feel that a local agent is best. You sit down face-to-face. You always have that go-to person.
Yes, yep.
That knows the area and the doctors.
The doctors, the hospitals.
Yeah.
So I think that's a big deal.
It is a big deal. I'm independent, so I don't sell just one plan. I sell various. I'm contracted through all the major carriers, so independent broker.
I have another question. If you have the type of plan I have with Medicare, the three-part, can I change who my person is?
You're usually locked in with who you enroll with. They become your agent of record.
Because I wondered if...
She wanted to come by you.
Yeah, if I could come by you, but not if I'm going to lose the plan.
Right.
You could call me anytime you need to.
Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome.
But it's good to know that because, you know, I hate to push this button, push that button, push that button, push that button. I want somebody... When I had some things going on this year, I called you. You're like, this is what we need to do. Okay, thank you. Because I wouldn't have known that if I didn't have an agent that I could call.
Yes, thank you.
And I think that's it's so important today, especially most of the people that we're talking about here are seniors. You know, they don't want to be pushing you. I'm sure they come, they tell you all the stories about all the buttons. And so when this new enrollment time comes around, then you do seminars or what?
I do. I have seminars only for my current clients so that they know the changes and they use their plan better. So I take a lot of time just making sure my current clients are well aware of their coverage and you don't have to read the, you know, the big books that come in.
Yeah.
So I do that for my clients. Yes.
See, my sister's very lucky because she doesn't like going to things. So Linda tells her when something new is.
Yes.
Then she calls you.
Perfect. Yes.
That's okay. You have to have a network.
That's step to Kathy.
Yes. That's just fine.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that's so very important. And you may think you have the best plan, and I hope you do have the best plan. But if you're not sure, or you have a question, or something's coming up, or maybe some different medical diagnosis has happened, give Kathy a call. What's your number?
Our office telephone number is 727-513-1000.
An email or website?
You could just call the number. That's probably the best thing to do.
Well, that's what we want to do.
Yeah.
We want to call people.
Yes,
definitely. We want to have a conversation.
Yes.
And like I said, it's more than one company they can deal with if they speak to you. And I think that's so very important because she knows what changes.
I know
what changes.
There's always a new plan coming out. We have plans that help people who are on some major meds such as Eliquis, Xarelto, Jardiance, Januvia, Janumet. Those are some heavy hitter meds, and there are specific plans out there that help with those.
And you know what? You could talk to another insurance agent. They won't even know all the names of those medications.
Well, actually, my friend got Jardiance and was quite shocked. It was $600 the month.
You do hit that coverage gap pretty fast.
Mm-hmm. Well, especially on TV, it's also lovely.
It is,
just get it. You'll be fine. Doesn't cost you no money. Whatever. Well, thank you so much for being with us
today.
I so appreciate you being here.
Yes.
If you have any questions, please, you can call Kathy at
727-513-1000.
And if by any chance you don't write that down, you can just contact me and I will tell you how to contact her. But right now we want to hear from our wonderful partners, because you know the deal. If you don't hear from them, you don't hear from me. So don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Arden Courts is not just a place to live. It's a place to call home. Residential living combined with quality caregiving. This is the philosophy behind Arden Courts. Communities created exclusively for individuals with Alzheimer's disease and related dementia who would benefit from a safe and structured environment. For additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides, call 888-478-2410 to locate a community nearest you. Inquire about our educational seminars, resource library, or support groups, or simply feel free to ask questions you may have about Alzheimer's and related dementias. At Arden Courts, we know, we understand, and we can help because memory care is all we do. Remember, call 888-478-2410 for additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides.
Sean W. Scott has been practicing elder law and qualifying clients for Medicaid for over 30 years. While his practice is in all areas of estate planning, such as durable power of attorney, healthcare surrogates, and wills, he also prides himself on having a 100% accuracy rate on getting clients approved for Medicaid. Why Medicaid, you may ask? Do you want to pay up to $16,000 a month for a nursing home should the time come? Obviously, no one wants to have to endure this cost. So, even though you may have planned well for retirement, the reality is things happen. Planning ahead is never too soon. You need to make sure your income and assets are protected so that you can take care of you and your loved ones. Florida law is very specific on how and what is protected and how to protect it. Give Sean a call. He can help. 727-539-0181. That's 727-539-0181.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
And we are back. Yeah, she's just absolutely fabulous.
Busy lady, had to run back to work.
Yeah, well, she does a good job. She does a really good job.
Yeah.
So we have Dr. Rogers calling in shortly. She is the author of Secrets of Sassy Savvy Seniors. And she's a geriatrician. And she wrote this book based on like a lot of her clients and what she was seeing every day. So I don't want to give the whole thing away. I wait till she calls in to talk about it. But I've been reading the book. It's very enjoyable. It's short and sweet. It's not one of those books that it's like a, you know, a phone book that you have to read. The print is a good size.
I hate when
I need a magnifying glass.
I know.
Any pictures?
Yeah, there's a couple, not too many.
I made sure
my book, I made sure there was pictures in there because people like that. They at least look at the pictures if they don't even read the book.
Right.
It was funny. I would like do an interview on someone's radio show, and you could tell if they read the book or not, or if they just read the back cover. And so I'm not saying that I read all the books that I go through. I'm not saying I read them cover to cover, but I do read them. And I do know at least what's going on in the book, because you could tell when someone interviews you and they have no idea what the book is about.
She forgot sexy secrets of sexy, sassy, savvy seniors.
So I had a fabulous support group this morning in Arden Courts. And once again, I am going to continue to encourage everybody to get yourself into a support group or a workshop. It makes all the difference in the world when you can come in a room and find out that you're not the only one, when you can find a little tip that will help out. I mean, someone came to the support group this morning that's been probably in my support groups for 5 years. And it, so many ways she could help the new women, the new woman that was in the group that day. Because you're going to find things in a support group that you won't find out anywhere else. Like I say, the woman was just like feverishly writing down referrals. Because they're, just in Pinellas County alone, there have to be 350 home health care companies. And how do you pick? How do you pick? It's just crazy. So I encourage you to do that. Also, I do a journaling workshop. And when we had a little Zoom issue this week, I could hear everybody, but no one could hear me. Now, I'm sure some people would say that's very good.
Well.
But it's kind of hard when you're So the journaling workshop that I normally have on Thursdays will be this Monday at 2 o'clock. So I'll be putting the link on Facebook, and I'll be emailing it to all my regular people so that you can please join us. And journaling workshop is kind of like a support group, but different.
So yeah, it's through the back door.
Yeah, and I find that we have more conversation, and we get, you know, the last journaling workshop, I just said to everybody, I just want you to write about a job you had in the past that we wouldn't know about. And it was so interesting. You know, you have sometimes you got to take a little break from the caregiving. You know, one person was a model for Ola Cassini. Another one, like, helped build a rocket ship. So it was really interesting because, you know, caregivers have lives too, and you forget nobody asks them about anything.
How would they hook her?
Don't stop. Well, it's funny when I'm talking about the patches and I say I'm a tripper. They go, yeah. I go, not that kind of tripper. But anyway, do we have Dr. Rogers on the phone?
Yes, I am here, Ms. Burns. How are you?
Joyful and grateful. How are you today?
I'm feeling amazing. I'm very happy to be here.
I'm very happy that you're here. I love your book.
Thank you.
I love what you do, and first of all, I want to, you're a geriatrician.
I am,
So the first thing I would like you to do is tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, and what a geriatrician is for people that don't know.
Okay, very good. So I, you could probably hear the accent in my voice. I'm getting over a little bit of a cold, but I'm from the islands of the Bahamas originally, and so I left the sun sand and sea, I would say, but loved moving to the U.S. and really moved here because I wanted to further my education. So I came here and did my residency. And after residency, we do what we call a fellowship where you can specialize into maybe an organ system that you enjoy. So if people love the heart, they do cardiology.
Right.
For me, I just always loved older people. And so the fellowship for me was always geriatrics. I always knew that going into residency.
I thank God every day that there are people that love working with older people because there are a lot of people that don't like working with older people. So
that is very true.
Yeah.
That is very true. In fact, I remember being in residency and a lot of my classmates were like, what are you doing? What are you thinking? But I was like, no, that those are my people and that's where I'm going.
Exactly. And when you have that mission, you know it. You know, when I talk to hospice workers, when I talk to people that live in senior communities and they're like, since I was 7 years old, I always loved, I used to hang out with the seniors, you know, or whatever.
Exactly. Exactly.
So explain what a geriatrician actually is.
Yeah, so a geriatrician is a physician who's completed their training, their medical training, so they're a full doctor, obviously. But they are a doctor who pretty much focuses on the care of people over 65. Now, we see patients under 65, so, you know, I see adolescents all the way up until, you know, centenarians. But really focus on people over the age of 65, and our goal, our big mission is function. So we really focus on quality of life. We try to keep people, in my opinion, I like to keep my seniors sassy and spunky as much as possible.
Yeah.
My parents are in their 80s, so I know exactly, you know, how sassy they can be. But our goal is really to, you know, see how people are functioning in their day-to-day lives, you know, whether that is mentally, physically, emotionally. We realize that a lot of our seniors have a lot of chronic comorbidities.
Mm-hmm.
And so we grade seniors into different categories by age. So my babies are the 65 to 74.
I just made it.
My adolescents are like my 74 to 85, so they're my rebellious ones.
Oh,
and then
one more year.
And then my fully mature seniors are over 85.
Wow.
And And let me ask you guys a question. Fun fact, what do you think of those three different ages? Which group do you think is the fastest growing in the U.S.?
The middle group.
The third group.
You said the middle group?
Yeah.
I said
so believe
the
it
third
or not,
one.
It's the ones over 85.
I told you.
You were right, Lynn.
I know. I live in Pinellas County. We're all getting there.
So we have to adapt, obviously, for different ages. But for us, a geriatrician, you know, really, age is really only a number because, you know, I tell people all the time, my catch line is, you know, I have people in their 80s who can run circles around some in their 60s.
Right.
And I see the difference in the ones that are really, you know, they're aware of their health, they prepare, they have the support, and I see that they make aging like an enjoyable experience. So
yeah.
Our goal is just to help people to be able to function with their chronic comorbidities.
Yeah, I mean, it's we are living so much longer. I mean, I was just speaking the other day about, you know, my generation now has to take the keys away from mom and dad.
Yeah.
Well, nobody had to do that before because mom and dad, first of all, mom probably didn't drive.
Mm-hmm.
Or if she did, it was very limited. And dad lived to 70, maybe.
Yeah.
You know, so we never had to take, but now, oh my goodness, you got people that are 95 and they want to still drive.
That's correct. That is very correct.
And maybe there are a few that can do that. And that's why I think it's so important to take care of yourself your whole life. You know, my daughter says to me, she's a hairdresser, and she goes, I'm going to be 70 this year. And she says, I'm happy, Mom, that you've pretty much taken care of yourself because I see ladies in my chair that are shaking from their meds or that are on walkers. And we don't want to do that if we can help it. If we can help it. So I loved your story in the book about Mrs. G.
Oh, yeah.
So tell our listeners a little bit about Mrs. G.
So she is this fiercely savvy, sassy senior. She's the quintessential savvy senior, and she was someone that I met. We're still in close communication. But basically when we met, she came with this laundry list of medical issues, this laundry list of medications. And she said, you know what, I was just looking for someone that would be able to really help me as I, you know, as I go through my late 70s and my 80s.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry?
Yeah, I said yes.
Oh, okay. And so when she and I connected, she shared with me, we got to really talk and I got to know her outside of the medicine. And she basically shared with me, you know, she'd had the same physician for, I think, like 3-4 decades. And she's like, you know what? Aside, I think if I saw this guy on the road, he wouldn't even know my first name.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah. And so she...
And he probably hasn't, like, studied up on any of the new stuff.
Yeah. So she did her homework, trust me, because she was like, I am not trusting myself to anybody. So she looked me up, checked credentials, double-checked, triple-checked, and everything. But I told her I admired that because...
Yeah.
Our conversations are very, like, a dynamic kind of, you know, it's not a paternalistic. It's like, okay, tell me what you read, and we can kind of play off each other.
Yeah.
Very informed.
Yeah, I think that's very important that we take as much control as we can and that we find the doctor that's right for us. I mean, I go to a geriatrician, and people are like, you go to a geriatrician? Yeah, not because I'm not healthy,
right.
Not because I'm too old, but because that's the doctor I feel that's going to take the best care of me.
That's right. That's right.
You know, that's a doctor that knows that, you know, what's going on now. Because I have people that have been with a doctor for 30 years. And like you say, not only they may not recognize them in the store, they don't even talk to them.
That's so true. That is so true.
And they're afraid to change their doctor. You know what? If your doctor's not serving you, please change your doctor. Your health is the most important thing you have.
Exactly. That's your commodity. I tell people that as well.
So how do you think seniors stay savvy?
I think seniors stay savvy by, you know, the same thing, recognizing that age really is only a number and starting early. I think, like, when I talk to friends that I have, a lot of them, you know, like, in their 40s, late 30s, whatever, and everybody's thinking, like, oh, that's down the road for me. I don't need to learn about these things. But I'm like, if you don't learn now, you will learn later. If you don't pay now, you will pay later.
Right.
And a lot of the people that I see, you know, that are doing really well, these aren't people that just woke up and said, I'm going to start walking or I'm going to, you know, start, you know, doing a hobby.
Right.
nine times out of ten, you talk to them, these were people who had, maybe they had an event or a birthday or something, but it was a decision, a conscious decision that they made early on, and they had the discipline to start a routine that involved, you know, their spiritual health, their mental health, and their physical health. And they stay savvy because, you know, they understand that I have to start early. Like, I don't want to wait until, you know, I have a fall, and then I'm going to rehab, trying to regain years. So you want to start planning to stay savvy and to enjoy your life.
Well, you know, I see it every day. So to me, it's even more magnified. So I go to Curves. That's like a senior ladies exercise place.
Okay.
I don't care. I go. Right?
For it.
But there are ladies there that are 90 years old. And of course, they're not doing a full workout, but they're moving. And they're social.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the most important thing. And I think, too, in some ways, I'm a very routine person.
Yeah.
I'm very structured with certain things. I wake up in the morning, I do the same thing every day. Yeah. And that's good for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when you have that, when you have those disciplines, I think it can make aging a little bit easier.
Definitely. I definitely agree. And those are a lot of the things that will carry you through as you get older.
Yeah. Well, I say to my caregivers all the time, if you rest, you rust. Mm-hmm. And I tell them you have to move to lube.
Yeah. I like that. I very much like that.
And it's the truth. So I see it every day. I see what happens to the seniors that don't move. I see what happens to the people that just sit around. I see what happens to the people that are not fully invested in their own health.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's really interesting. So what is the aging in place movement?
So now people are realizing, you know, that they want to be independent, fiercely independent, and how can we change the paradigm on aging, and how can we keep people functional at home as long as possible?
Right.
Because I find in practice, in the emergency room, on the wards, the main carry-home theme is, you know, people will say, you will not get me out of this hospital bed to go into long-term care. They will claw, they will stay. I had someone recently tell me, you know, I was like, but you know what, you're coming in here and you're constantly falling.
Yeah.
Well, I tried to give the scenario, like, what if that home health nurse hadn't have found you over the weekend?
Right.
Well, I would have crawled around until I died. And
great, just the way I want to go.
Right. So they have the right mindset of being fiercely independent, but it's how can we keep people, you know, aging in their home, aging in their community, aging with their loved ones as long as possible. So it even goes a step beyond, you know, staying healthy. You know, people, we're trying to encourage patients to even talk with your doctor about, is your home safe? You know, as you start making your way through age 60 and 70 and so forth, like, those falls are one of the leading reasons why people end up in our ERs.
I always say, I tell my caregivers all the time, the fall can be the end.
Yes.
Can really be the end. And that's why I'm so cognizant of myself.
Yes.
And everyone around me. And we all can take stock in our own lives.
Yes.
And even if we didn't do so good when we were younger, we did some stuff that maybe wasn't as healthy, we still can take stock in our lives now, and we still need to be educated.
Exactly. Exactly. What kinds of things have you done with your home to prevent falls? Have you done anything?
She's getting a new bathroom soon. The walk-in shower.
Yeah, because I can't be the caregiver advocate that trips over the tub and is laying in the tub.
No, we don't want that, Ms. Linda. Not at all.
So and I got rid of my throw rugs.
Excellent.
You know, I like throw rugs, but I got...
I know.
And thank you. You can get rid of a lot of wires today because there's a lot of, like, Bluetooth stuff.
Yes.
And then I will say, I'm very proud of myself as I'm talking
here. All right, let's hear it.
I would say, I had, in January, I had some senior relatives come to visit me. So now when you walk up my stairs at night, the stairs light up.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah, and it doesn't wake you up, though. And also, my toilet bowls are like a disco room.
Oh, yes.
So as you approach the toilet, the producer, Ed, is laughing.
I just want to know, do you have it on the solid color or blinking?
I have it on the rainbow colors. And then I kind of like dance to the... No, I don't dance to the bathroom. But that proves to you how much I feel the fall is not good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you're very good about it.
Because I see what happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I see what happens, and I don't want that happening to me, and I don't want that to happen to anybody coming in my house either.
Exactly, exactly. You know? That is awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Well, like I say, I really have to practice what I preach because people call me on it. So
yeah.
I have to make sure I'm doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So you ended up writing a book recently. Tell us a little bit about the book.
Oh, yeah. So this book is called Secrets of Sassy Savvy Seniors. My alliteration on the word S, but I think that seniors are just amazing. I love their sass, and basically this is what I call my aging like royalty. I believe when it comes to your health, you know, everybody deserves to be treated like royalty.
Yeah.
So what I did was over the time of, right shortly before COVID and even during 2020, kind of relived a lot of experiences that I had personally with my own father's health.
Uh-huh.
And then a lot of the lessons that I learned through walking through that with him. Thank God he's better now. But
thank God.
Thank you. But we put a lot of those lessons together about, in simple terms, because my parents were teachers, so I always believed in how can you break down the medical information into simple jargon that people can understand and have a conversation with their doctor. So basically in this book, it's a simple, easy-to-read book, but we just go through what I call my roadmap. So I tell you how to understand what's normal aging, like what are the things that are going to be happening in your body. And then I teach you, you know, how to select a doctor, like what is a geriatrician and what do we do?
Right.
And then we go over, you know, how to just improve your relationship with your geriatrician, like me and Mrs. G. And then one of the things my savvy seniors are trying to avoid is those hospitalizations.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know, there are times when you have to go, but if they're preventable things to keep you out of the hospital, I want to give you the 411. And then if you even end up in the hospital, there are tips that, as a physician, there are things that I see that can make the difference between a longer length of stay and things that family members can help to shorten their relatives' length of stay. So I believe knowledge is power, and so my goal with this book is just to step you through.
Yeah.
Just bit by bit, how do you prepare? And if you end up in a bad outcome, how can you work your way out of it?
Yeah, and that's so important. Sometimes we just need a guide like that. Like I was saying before you had called in, I get a lot of books and a lot of very interesting books, but some of them are so dense and they're so thick that, believe me, nobody's going to read. I shouldn't say that, but not as many people are going to read it, especially seniors.
Yeah.
It's got to be short and sweet. You know, it can't be print that you have to use a magnifying glass with.
Exactly.
I think that's so important. And I think just by them having a guide like your book, it can make them at least maybe even think about the conversations they haven't been having.
Thank you.
Where do you get it?
Oh, the book is on Amazon. You just go right to Amazon and you can order it from there. Printed copies as well as digital for those caregivers that are still on their job or digital and they just want to read it,
you know,
it's available both ways.
And doctor, where can our listeners find you?
Yeah, so I loved, we have a website, drnakeishamd, Dr. Nakisha MD, also on LinkedIn with the same name, Dr. Nakisha MD.
Okay.
And we always put up videos, educational videos, that's a teacher and me, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. We've been doing that now for about 2 years, just putting up these little tidbits and questions and so forth. So they can find me on all social media handles, Facebook, LinkedIn, where's the other one?
Yeah, and I'll put all that information in the show on YouTube for anybody that wants to be in contact with you. Do you know Dr. DeLon Canterbury?
You know, that is my de-prescribing king.
Okay, because as I'm thinking of you, I'm thinking, yeah, she needs to know him if she doesn't.
Yeah, I've seen him on LinkedIn, and I really love what he's doing.
Yeah, he's
really
fabulous. He's been part of some of my previous conferences and helped a lot of people, and I actually took the genetic testing with him.
Oh!
So, yes, very interesting. So we need to chat more in the future, my friend.
Definitely, definitely.
Thank you so much for being here today. I really appreciate you.
Likewise. I wish you all the best. You guys have a blessed day. God bless you. And I really enjoyed being a guest.
Thanks. We'll talk soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And now it's time to hear from our wonderful partners, so don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Choosing the right chiropractor is an important choice to make. Located in Seminole, the Alexander Spine Center team is trained on the latest chiropractic treatments and technologies. At Alexander Spine Center, you'll find chiropractic and physical therapy care that is safe, effective, and a natural approach to pain and other health-related issues. Chiropractic unlocks your body's potential and natural healing process to ensure your life is a healthy life. We treat clients from the womb to the tomb. Call 727-397-3000 for a free consultation today or visit our website at www.alexanderspinecenter.com.
They take good care of me twice a week, so check them out.
Arden Courts is not just a place to live. It's a place to call home. Residential living combined with quality caregiving. This is the philosophy behind Arden Courts. Communities created exclusively for individuals with Alzheimer's disease and related dementia who would benefit from a safe and structured environment. For additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides, call 888-478-2410 to locate a community nearest you. Inquire about our educational seminars, resource library, or support groups, or simply feel free to ask questions you may have about Alzheimer's and related dementias. At Arden Courts, we know, we understand, and we can help because memory care is all we do. Remember, call 888-478-2410 for additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
Introducing the life-changing Footbar Walker.
I'm Peggy from Danville, Kentucky, and I'm 91 years old. The Footbar Walker revolutionized my care of George. It absolutely benefits the patient and the caregiver both, and that's the beauty of it. It's so easy to use. It folds up just like a dream. I got it in and out of the car without any effort at all. The saving that I made from having to put him in a nursing home came to about $192,000.
Does someone you love use a walker? Do they struggle to get up from a seated position? Are you a caregiver dealing with physical pain and stress as you help your patient? The Footbar Walker was designed to assist not only the patient, but also the caregiver. Patients have more control standing up, and no lifting from the caregiver is required. See how it works at thefootbarwalker.com. That's thefootbarwalker.com. Peggy, would you recommend the Footbar Walker?
Do I ever? I would not be in the health that I'm in today at this age had it not been for the Footbar Walker.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
So I want to mention that Footbar Walker once again. I spoke yesterday to Nancy Morris. She's the inventor of the Footbar Walker. And also had a conversation with my friends Cindy and Christine from AE Corner Adaptable Equipment, who tell me, Cindy and Christine, that this is the best walker you can have. Not only does it help your loved one, it helps you, the caregiver, from getting hurt. So please take the time, just go to the website, footballwalker.com, and look at it, because so many times my caregivers get hurt trying to help their loved one.
Yeah.
So please.
Do I ever?
It's true. So please pay attention to that. And Cindy and Christina are coming here in September. I can't wait to meet them personally and see what the latest and newest things that they have going on, because they're just like the premier people of checking out the newest equipment and adaptable clothing and whatever things can make your caregiving journey easier. So glad that you're here today. Check out a support group. Go to my website, lindaburhans.com. Email me if you need anything. Remember, God loves you all the time, and have a delicious day.